Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I'm Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locust and the young locust, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. Joel chapter 2 verse 25. Joel's prophecy begins with the prophetic utterance of impending invasion of the land by different kinds of locusts, destroying the produce of the land. It may also have indicated the invasion of the land by the Chaldeans. What the locust swarm has left, the great locusts have eaten. What the great locusts have left, the young locusts have eaten. What the young locusts have left, other locusts have eaten. Joel chapter 1 verse 4. The fields are ruined, the ground is dried up, the grain is destroyed, the new wine is dried up, the oil fails. Joel chapter 1 verse 10. Then comes the summons from the Lord to the people of the land to fast and pray and repent of their sins. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Joel chapter 2 verses 12 and 13. And the promises for repenting and living a life pleasing to the Lord are detailed from verses 19 to 27 of chapter 2. The verse that we just read as the title verse is a part of this, in which God promises to give back what they have lost due to the locust invasions. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locusts and the young locusts, the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you. Whatever blessings you lost because of your rebellion and sin will also be returned by the Lord if you fast and pray and repent and live a life pleasing to God. He is a good God. He loves you. Live for Him. He will restore you. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I'm Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog blessed2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.